Considerations and steps for building a contamination control strategy, CCS, frequently asked questions. This FAQ paper is a follow-up to the webinar, Considerations and Steps for Building a Contamination Control Strategy, presented by Anna Campanella and Yugana Amarani. Many thoughtful questions were asked about non-viable particle counting requirements in cleanrooms and sampling placement pertaining to process design. Questions submitted during and after the webinar are answered by Anna Campanella and Yugana Amarani below. If you have any additional queries for our experts, submit them on our website at pmeasuring.com/contact-us.
I will be asking the questions.
And I will be answering them. Now let's get started.
From your experience, does CCS risk management using FMEA depend on historical data or experience and expectations?
Both, for different reasons. Remember that FMEA is a quantitative tool that weighs severity, occurrence, and detectability. We need historical data to trend or estimate the likelihood of an event to understand the occurrence portion. Severity and detectability are defined by the consequences and alerts of failures and requires additional interpretation from an experienced subject matter expert, SME, focused on science-based expectations.
Is it required to monitor particle counts near a vibratory bowl of the aseptic filling machine? Due to vibration, particles may generate.
The sampling positions must be defined through a risk assessment. The stoppering area inside the filling machines is certainly a critical area. The vibrating effect can be mitigated by proper installation of the isokinetic probe, steel tube, and beveline tube inside and height. We can address the generated particles by revalidating for the appropriate alert and alarm limits of the particle counter in this particular area.
What are the recommendations for the LR method using particle detection in aseptic processing?
Vial sealing and capping take place in a grade A, classified area, and the best location for a non-viable counter is where the highest risk of contamination has been determined through a quality risk assessment, QRA. In this assessment, we need to consider the sterile surfaces, sterile equipment, personnel, and product when identifying the risk. If the capping area is inside an isolator or a part of the filling line, this area is classified as grade A. If the crimping machine is in grade C with unidirectional airflow, this is a grade A supply area. According to Annex 1, grade A air supply is air that's passed through a filter that is capable of producing grade A non-viable quality air. The area is used explicitly to protect fully stoppered vials where the cap has not been crimped and the equipment and engineering systems directly impact product quality. In sum, the QRA should assess the correct position of the particle counter according to the process and design of the area.
Should we perform a cleaning validation study for the weighing area, surface of the scales, etc.? Is there any minimum holding time necessary for passing through the airlocks, for humans, equipment, raw materials, etc.?
The LR method could be very useful, but it only allows you to see the sampling point trend. For the new filling line, the fluid dynamical studies help to see all possible impacts for contamination. These impacts are not direct, but carried by the turbulence generated, above all, inside the insulators.
The suits in the manufacturing area are worn after use of one pair of gloves and wearing the garments. After this, a second pair of gloves are worn. So, can we say that we prevent the contact of the operators to the surface of the garment?
The first pair of gloves should be put on first, and the second pair should be put on at the end of the dressing. From a microbiological point of view, each operator must be qualified for the dressing procedure by defining critical sampling points.
What is the necessity for shoes? It was stated in Annex 1 as disinfected or sterilized shoes. We are using IPA for disinfection in case of using slippers, grade C and D. Is this appropriate?
Shoes should be handled with daily disinfection and at least one monthly detergent wash. We suggest using 6% hydrogen peroxide as it is also active against spore-forming bacteria.
How far can airborne sensors be placed from the critical measuring point, and how can we know that our points actually gives us a good aseptic representation of the clean room?
The maximum distance between the critical point and the sampler is 1 foot, reported in the FDA guideline and PDA TR13. The representativeness of the point must be defined through a risk assessment that considers many aspects, such as the design of the room, the flow of materials and personnel, the heights of the worktops, the cleaning procedures, and so on. The questions discussed in this paper were answered by Anna Campanella, PhD, and Yugana Amarini. Anna Campanella, PhD, is the head of advisory team at Particle Measuring Systems. In Anna's role at PMS, she uses her industry experience to collaborate and consult with pharmaceutical companies to develop and implement science-based strategies, principles of monitoring and controlling and improving the chemical, physical, and microbiological state of various production processes. Anna has a diverse background in the pharmaceutical field, including a PhD in molecular medicine, expertise in QA and QC processes, validation of chemical and microbiological methods, validation of sterile production processes, and experience in microbiological aspects of aseptic production processes. Yugana Amarini is a global pharma advisory specialist. Yugo has worked with pharmaceutical companies to support quality assurance and control. She is especially skilled in data-driven, corrective, and preventative actions for environmental monitoring and contamination control strategies affecting medical devices and drug production. Yugo earned her master's in biomedical sciences, focusing on pharmacology, validation methodologies, and technologies to effectively streamline sterile manufacturing.
Copyright 2021 Particle Measuring Systems, Inc. All rights reserved. Reproduction or translation of any part of this work without the permission of the copyright owner is unlawful. Requests for permission or further information should be addressed to Particle Measuring Systems, Inc. at +1-303-443-7100. App Note 301.